Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Free For All Friday.
What you want to talk about?
102 Jams.
It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning, March the 6th. Good morning.
Woo! Give it up for Friday.
Hey, man.
I'm going to give it up Friday, man.
Hey, man.
Hello, Friday.
Missed you.
You are looking wonderful this morning.
Seemed like it took us longer to get to you this week than normal.
It did.
It's been a long week, Jack.
For you, too?
Yes, sir.
It's been a long week for me, too.
Seems like every single day I had something to do.
Yes.
Next week not going to be no better.
It's not?
Next week going to be way worse.
Yeah.
ACC tournament all next week, bro.
I don't have nothing to do.
Oh, yeah, I'm there every single day.
And that was not an invitation for somebody to call me for nothing.
Yeah, somebody gonna make some plans for you.
Well, watch.
Somebody gonna make some plans for you.
You know, as the days go by, I get more and more comfortable with just telling the truth. No, I don't want to do it.
Mm.
I get more and more comfortable with that.
Just comfortable being a dork.
Yes.
Respect. Respect.
Yes.
Listen, this morning is your last chance to win Wildin' Out Live tickets. We do have tickets to send you to Wildin' Out Live. All you have to do is play Let Me Holler. 7 o'clock hour, we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
You can holler at Drank, or you can holler at Roxy.
Drank just want to shoot stuff down.
He does. No, guys, I'm fair. Now, y'all knew I couldn't have went with that Alfredo the other day. Alfredo, chicken Alfredo in Texas.
What is wrong with chicken Alfredo?
I just didn't like the way she said it and tried to like that's the dish gonna lure me over there.
It might have.
Nah.
Some good chicken Alfredo might lure you now.
No.
Yes. That could lure you.
It might. Depending on how good it is, man.
You know, what if you never had it, though? Like, you never had a chicken Alfredo, and that's how she tried to lure you over to the crib.
If it's good, though, like, when I get there, she'd be like, because I don't know what she make. Like, I'm going to come over and make some hot. Yeah, get over there, and she makes some chicken Alfredo. She put her foot in it now. I'm going to be back.
I do like a good Alfredo,
man.
I don't know where I stand on this issue.
I'm telling you. I likes me a good chicken Alfredo now.
But that's just not a meal you entice a man with off
the rip.
What meal
could she have enticed you with?
I don't know, just not
some
that
steak
off
and
the
taters
rip.
Or something off the
off
rip?
Off the rip. You know, that ain't, you ask a man, that would be the first thing. He'd be like, yeah, boy, you know, I love me some chicken Alfredo. No, I'm just saying, that's just not a meal to me that would entice a man on the first, on the off the rip.
You know, I've never heard a man say pot like a pasta dish was his favorite.
Spaghetti? Are you crazy? Is that not pasta?
Yeah, that's pasta.
I heard a man say spaghetti.
That ain't your favorite.
I said yes. I've heard a man say spaghetti.
Yeah,
but not no Alfredo, bruh. Bruh, Alfredo, bruh.
I'm not gonna say I've heard Alfredo. I'm not gonna jump out there and say that. However, now Roxy, steak is my favorite, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But listen,
look at this
spaghetti.
Now you want to entice a man?
You know how many of them I made? You remember how many of them I made till I got the good one?
I know.
Thank you. 10 minutes after six, y'all. Been over, then I'm working. Pop gunner if you want your break. Oh, baby. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, 3 live on your radio. Good morning.
Hey, man.
Yo.
Ain't nobody ever told you about the spaghetti.
Ain't nobody never told me about the spaghetti.
Yeah.
What you mean? Wow. Oh, yeah. What about the women and the spaghetti and letting a woman cook spaghetti for you?
Yeah, you don't eat no red sauce dishes from no woman when you first meet a man.
Women still out here doing that?
You don't know a damn woman that's ever done that.
Hey,
you don't nobody even trying to keep your ass.
That's another thing, too.
I don't even know a woman that's never done it.
Fact. You know how good of a man you got to be to make her dad gonna put her juices in your spaghetti to try to make you stay?
Dude. Anybody never even wanted you like that.
You want to.
Ain't nobody put no voodoo on you, sir.
But we in North Carolina.
Fact.
I put the new 4G's on the G.
It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning, and it is a free-for-all Friday, which means we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can give us a call at 336 area code 680-1021.
Another one bites the dust. Mike Bloomberg was first, and yesterday Elizabeth Warren joined him. She dropped out of the 2020 presidential race, and when she was asked, who are you going to endorse, which candidate left are you going to back, she said, not today, not going to be endorsing or backing anyone today. She had a very, very poor showing on Super Tuesday, didn't even win her own home state of Massachusetts, as Donald Trump pointed out, and she just dropped right on out. She did say that she believes sexism played a part in the race, but she did not elaborate. She said that she would have more to say on that, you know, later in time.
I bet.
But she's done.
Yes, yeah, she is. Out of there.
Yep.
Gonna holler.
Yeah,
Trump didn't send out any nickname tweets at her.
You know what? I did not look to see if Donald Trump.
Can you please check that real quick?
Said anything? Let me see.
I like when he was talking to Minnie Mike on yesterday when Mike Bloomberg finally conceded.
He calls her Pocahontas.
Yeah, he calls
her Pocahontas.
Why does he call her Pocahontas? Can you educate me there? Is she Indian?
She said that she was part Native American or something. I don't remember exactly what she said, but she said something about being part Native American or having Native American in her family, and ever since then, Donald Trump has called her Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. All right, I am on Donald Trump's Twitter, scrolling. You know, this man, to be the president, really has a lot of time to tweet and retweet. I mean, look at all these retweets.
Yeah, he'd be on his Twitter like me. And I'm not the president of the United States.
He has so much time.
Yeah.
No, I don't see it. Really, he's still going in on Mike Bloomberg.
On Minnie Mike?
Yeah, he has a real problem with Mike Bloomberg. Y'all, he's got a little Star Wars. I don't know.
That's because Mike is his homie.
What is this? What is this I'm looking at?
Oh, Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. Yeah,
but that's Spaceballs. That's the movie Spaceballs.
Yeah, it is.
Is Donald Trump like holding off Mike Bloomberg?
Yeah, he's just saying like
you're
my
Bloomberg
son.
Is like trying to fight. But, oh, man, nothing's happening.
Yeah, he's just signing them. You know how, like, when you had a little kid trying to run up on you, just hold them at their forehead.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Swinging. You'd be like, that's what it is. That's like people saying, like, Mike Bloomberg and Donald Trump is homies. So if Mike Bloomberg get in office, is the same as Trump, but from a Democratic perspective. And I believe that with Trump going at him so hard.
Really?
Because that's what you do to one of your homies.
Mm.
You're just trolling him. Those clocks go forward an hour Sunday.
Amen.
Remember that.
So excited.
No.
I'm so excited.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
I'm not going to be happy with losing that hour.
No.
Give me the light.
But daylight will be at like be 10:30 at night. Still going to be daylight
still
outside.
Still daylight. Don't you love it?
Most times. 25 minutes after 6 o'clock, spring forward on Sunday. Daylight savings time. It's 102 Jams. I don't know why we tried. 102 Jams, the 3 Live crew on your radio. And what you want to talk about this free-for-all Friday?
20 ribeyes for $30 at 3 locations in Pete's.
They'll match it, plus 50% of the difference. See store for details.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up?
6:31 in the morning. Y'all doing all right?
Doing great.
And that's great. 38 degrees, though. 38 degrees. Went down on you a little bit. Pause. 54 would be the high.
Hello.
54 would be the high.
Ain't one of those weekends. What we got this weekend, Dre? You got your three-day Doppler? Can you let us know if it's going to rain this weekend, if it's going to be sunny this weekend?
Sun Saturday, a little clouds on Sunday.
Okay, that ain't bad. Don't forget, man, we're changing those clocks forward an hour on Sunday, spring forward on Sunday.
That's something else, too. Like, on Sunday, it starts the 60s.
See?
Like, the weather started getting in the 60s.
Roxy going to be in heaven on Sunday.
Yes.
She is, man. 60-some degrees.
Go ahead and pull out my summer clothes.
Sunny to midnight. I wouldn't suggest you do that, but Roxy.
I'm going to do it.
It's still March now.
Wait till we get to 65.
Hey, I don't mind the ladies rushing, pushing them sundresses to the front.
Pull them out.
Go ahead and push them to the front.
Ladies, pull them out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have them on deck. Have them on deck.
I understand having them on deck, but I'm saying Sunday is a little too early to pull them out.
Since what going to be 60?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to wear it Sunday. I ain't going to do nothing Sunday, but 65?
Sundress season.
It's a go.
That's your 102 traffic jams.
That sundress. A little chilly out there. That sundress going to be a little perky in the front. Go ahead with it.
The weather can't keep it together.
That's for damn sure.
But what?
It's 6:37, 23 minutes away from 7 o'clock. How does weekend, Sunday, 65 degrees, Drank told us. And Big Rock says, listen, we know it's 60 degrees. But Big Rock say, when it get to 65 degrees, she pulling out the sundresses.
Good morning. I just want to say, Roxy tripping. 65? She going to have coronavirus.
65.
Coronavirus rocking the lungs.
65.
Yo, they said the coronavirus, they said they did an autopsy on one of the bodies. They had the coronavirus rock. Did you see that?
No.
Said that on the inside of your body, it looked like SARS mixed with AIDS, where it takes
all that wilding.
It messed up your lungs and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. And they said that, like, even if the person bounces back from the coronavirus, the lungs could be so damaged that it's, like, irreversible.
Oh, I don't even wish that on you, Big Rock.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Call up here with that. You couldn't say a cold? What about just a cold?
Yeah. My girl got a common cold.
Golly.
God knows, man.
Hey, listen, man.
It's
out here.
Mm. Hey, be safe, man. Hey, and educate yourself, man. We went to Mi Pueblo the other night. And they had Corona specials, and Zay got all nervous talking about his hair. I'm like, what are you talking about? Corona, no, Zay.
Oh,
that
poor
is the
baby.
Yes, he's a stupid little
poor
person.
Baby.
Be safe out here, mama.
Y'all too, be blessed.
Up the smoke. Dominate choke. Ice.
19 minutes until 7 o'clock. And I'm horrible at reading lips. Wildin' Out Live tickets for your next hour. All you gotta do is play. Let me holler.
Ladies, the music is here for us.
Uh-oh.
At midnight. Meg Thee Stallion, her EP drop, Sugar. We've been hearing about it all week, and we finally have it. Not only did Meg drop, but Janae Aiko dropped her third album as well. It is just going to be a ladies listening weekend.
Oh, joy.
A ladies listening freaking weekend. Mm-hmm. Janae Aiko, she got on her Instagram. She said, one more time for the people in the back, my third album, I believe it's Chilombo. Hope I'm saying that right.
Probably
it's
not.
Out now on all platforms, link in bio. And Big Sean hopped up in the comments. You know they back together.
Yeah.
I love you. We all so proud. Thank you, little heart emoji. I am ready to get on some music, honey.
If I had to choose between one or the other for some strange reason, I think I would like to hear Janae Aiko's
first.
Yes.
For some reason, I do too.
Even though I think Meg will have more bops that I'll eventually like right now today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because you threw Big Sean in there. And I know the stuff that they've been through over the past year or whatnot. And I want to know if she put any of that in her music and just how transparent she was about all of that.
She
just,
always does.
She does. And
yes.
I'm more interested in that than to hearing Meg today. Today. But I do think Meg was going to have more bops.
I am going to start out. It's funny you say that. I'm going to start with Janae and then work to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that. I feel like Janae is a car listening album, and Meg is something you bop to in the gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think more pressure is on Meg to have the better album, though.
Oh,
just
no question.
Just because of the shenanigans.
Yeah.
Is she even considering this an album, Rod? Did you get any clarity on that?
Everywhere I'm seeing extended playlist EP.
There we go.
I'm seeing that everywhere.
Mm-hmm. To the average individual, that means. Nothing. It's an album to us.
Yes.
To me, that's an album.
But it's not an album.
How many songs you say it was?
Nine. Yeah.
Oh, album!
Not to her, though. It's an EP. She hasn't dropped her first project
yet. I keep seeing people in the comments say she's scared to drop that album, ain't she?
I like the way she works. Hey. She always puts me first.
It's 10 minutes until 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Hey, so I would just like to shout out the Aircats. Burlington Aircats, they won the championship 8U yesterday.
Who was that?
The Burlington Aircats.
What's that?
This football?
Basketball.
It was a tournament somewhere?
Uh-huh, in Burlington.
Well, on a Thursday?
And they beat up the defeated team. Mm-hmm.
What league is this?
Yeah, what tournament was it?
I'm not sure what it's called, but it's 8U. And it was their last game, and it was a championship yesterday, and they ended up winning it in Burlington.
Sound like the Y.
Yeah, they like played in PAYC and just other teams, local teams.
Well, understood. Go ahead, shout out your
baby. Yeah, shout out your baby. Go ahead.
So I would like to shout out the Burlington Aircats for winning the 8U championship yesterday. Let's go, Aircats.
Thank you, baby.
Hey.
Thank you. Yes.
Ma'am. Well, so what's the mascot again? You saying Air Cast?
Calves.
Uh-huh, like Cummins.
Oh, Air Calves.
Yeah, Air Calves.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All right.
Thank you so much.
Big Rock.
Yes.
Them Central Eagles got their face back last night.
Them Eagles do.
Beat the Aggies.
Oh, they did?
At Central. And won the MEAC championship.
Oh.
Regular season. Yeah. Yeah. My folk, V, he told me to send a shout out to all the Aggies and tell them that they wanted to, you know, since they were leaving, they wanted to send them out.
It's about time I heard from V this season. I ain't heard nothing from V all season because, you know, we've been spanking tail. It's cool, V. Have it. You can have it, but I told you, we'll see MEAC tournament.
They won
we'll
the important
see.
Ones, right?
We'll see.
They won the one with the MEAC championship.
V, you didn't even go to either game. You didn't come to A&T or you didn't go to Central to support your school.
Here you go.
Shut up.
He definitely FaceTimed me from Target as the game was going on. So he wasn't.
Hey, wasn't that? And Kim, you ought to slap him. Kim, if you ain't, Kim, don't cook him no food or nothing.
Just know the Eagles are happy to
you. You an Aggie first, Kim.
I see. The way that I move, she like the way that I rock,
she like the way that I woo. Madness in March.
Rob, they say Shred will be the four Ninja Turtles in that same outfit Deontay Wilder had on and never complain not one damn time.
Y'all
Bill
still
Rob.
On this?
Yes, sir.
Jams.
Three Live on your radio. And yes, everybody's trying to go to Wildin' Out Live in Charlotte. And we have your tickets this morning. Good morning.
Hey, yo, can I holler at Roxy?
What's up?
Nah, she married.
He ain't mean it like that.
Oh. I need them tickets back.
All right, here we go.
All right, Roxy. Roses and Rams are red. Violets and Aggies are blue. In the words of my boy Drinkins, girl, give me them buns so I can put this Megalodon in you.
Give me them hoops so I could do what?
Give me them buns so he can put that Megalodon in you.
No.
Dang, you didn't like that even though he threw the mascots in there and everything?
Mm-mm.
I thought he was going to tie them all together some kind of way and make my girl laugh.
Yeah.
Nothing had nothing to do with nothing.
No.
Well,
no.
Rams are red and Aggies are blue.
But then it stopped there.
Well, what if he said, I want to go on a date with HBC? You.
Now, God, see? Look what you just did.
See? That's why you... But you've been on the show before.
Good point.
Weezy out of here. Weezy out of here.
It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Three Live on your radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yo.
I was trying to win the ticket.
All right. Holla at Roxy.
What's going on, Roxy?
Morning.
You doing good this morning?
Yes.
I'm a operator maintainer, but my true passion is cooking. I scramble eggs, but for you, baby, I'll fertilize yours. Go 50-50 on the little baby girl.
I don't really want any more children, but thank you.
Gosh, you're going in with your drink stuff today, and I don't like it. Hey. Sonny man, come on, man, said, good morning. You feeling good, Roxy?
Yes.
Come on, man. You got to be more
of a just go into the line.
No, that's
get
into the line. You don't know what his setup is. Stop going in with that attitude. Gosh, y'all are the worst with this. Minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams. Good morning.
A few days ago, I told you about the Public Enemy beef. Chuck D versus Flavor Flav. The two faces of Public Enemy going at it. And it all started because Flavor Flav had a problem with Chuck D using Public Enemy's name at a Bernie Sanders rally. Now, after their little feud back and forth, Chuck D jumps out there and he's like, you know what, Flavor Flav, thank you for your years of service, but you are now fired from the group.
Wow.
And Flavor Flav was like, wait a minute. I reject this. I reject Chuck D firing me from the group because he cannot do that.
Public Enemy is only Public Enemy when myself and Chuck D is together. But when Chuck D is by himself, he's not Public Enemy. When I'm by myself, I'm not Public Enemy. Chuck doesn't own the whole group by himself. He owns it along with me. So he can't fire me, and I can't fire him.
Mm.
Flavor Flav also says that, you know, he doesn't think this has to be going this far. Like, he wants to make it right. He's been reaching out to Chuck, but Chuck is ignoring him.
I really want to continue this legacy on. You know, I've been reaching out to my partner, Chuck, been reaching out to him. He's been turning his back. I'm like, come on, Chuck, let's come to the table. Let's make this happen. And he's just into his own. He's on his own agenda right now.
Mm.
And he also wanted to clear up the rumor that he was on drugs and missing shows. Flavor Flav says he's been sober for over 10 years, and he said he has battled addiction before, just like millions of other Americans have, and like he knows the tolls that it takes on people and families, and he was very disappointed that Chuck D would throw that out there. He said Chuck D knows better than to lie about stuff like that.
Now this is getting interesting. At first, I didn't care. At first, I did not care, Rob, but now it's interesting because now somebody's clearly lying.
On that piece. Come on, that piece or the whole. Yeah, the whole thing then. Yeah, because Flav was like, yeah, we both on it.
Yeah, Flav was like, listen, I tried to reach out to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Chuck, like, no, he fired and they're gone. He's on drugs and missed dates. Like, it's just some blatant lies being thrown out from somewhere. Either Chuck D is super lying or Flavor Flav is super just on some juice.
Well, how come
I believe Flavor Flav. I don't know why.
How come he didn't address the addiction on the audio piece like he did everything else? He went to Twitter with the drug portion of it.
Who, Flav?
Flav.
No,
I mean, I'm not going to say he didn't.
No.
Like, I'm not going to say he didn't address it with his mouth, but they were going back and forth on Twitter, so he addressed it on Twitter.
On Twitter, okay.
Hmm. So you say you team Flav?
I believe Flav. He sounds sincere to me.
He did. 21 minutes after 7 o'clock, y'all. Now watch me fly. Super fly. I know 102 Jams.
I'm trying to holler at Drake.
This should be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. What's your name?
Brittany.
Brittany, go ahead and holler at Drake.
Drake, are you from Tennessee?
Oh, no.
Because you're the only
10
I see.
I got out of
there.
See, my man didn't even want that one. He's like, that's one of the oldest ones in the book.
Oh, my God.
My man.
You're smiling because you know
that's
that one.
That's a classic lie.
That's why I could not go. No way I could not let her finish that right there. That one's been heard.
With the classic lie.
Oh, my God.
If I couldn't go with the Alfredo, my man couldn't go with that one.
Man, do we have to double back to Alfredo?
We don't get no. We don't get no. Put them problems off now.
Migos, Thugger, Travis Scott, right here on 102 Jams, baby. 28 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it's going to be a great weekend. Clock spring forward on Sunday. Roxy gets more sunlight. You know she's always just a happier camper when she gets more sunlight.
Yes.
Say goodnight to frozen folded eggs and barely there.
Your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train.
732, 39 degrees on this beautiful Friday. At some point, we're going to get mostly cloudy. High 54, but no rain. Just going to be cloudy. But tomorrow, sunshine.
Thought you was going to sing it.
Sunshine, blue sky.
On the roads.
But that's a sad song.
Guys. Yeah, it is.
I wish it would rain.
We don't want it to rain. Right. No, we don't. No accidents to report. We're looking good out there on the roads. Let's keep it that way, baby. And don't forget, Marky Mark will be at Andrews High School this afternoon. Well, lunchtime. It's pet rally time, baby. Lunch Madness, 102 Jams. We stay in these streets.
What lunchtime? About 10:30? You know that's how they do you in the school. Now. God, 10:30, damn. Layup, you be hitting that lunch.
That's why that boy come home and eat everything in the damn cabin. That boy come home and be starving like a bear.
JJ's lunch is at 10:20.
How stupid is that? That breakfast.
Yes.
That's still breakfast at McDonald's.
And then they let him have a little snack about 12, try to hold him over.
Yeah. No, that don't do it. That boy come home like a baby bear. Yes.
Coffee and D's. Duck donuts for you.
I'm hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with... What's your name? Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'm going to take.
It's 7:36. Drank, I would just like to let you know that V just sent me a text with 3 eagle emojis. I think that was
He sent that to me last night. Huh? Okay. V, now shut your mouth.
7:37, 23 minutes, and it will be.
I ain't heard from y'all season, okay?
It'll be 8 o'clock.
Huh?
For those that are just catching up, V is a huge Central fan. Drankins is, of course, an Aggie ambassador. Central beat Aggies last night to win the regular season MEAC championship. V is rubbing it in. Drankins is upset about it because V has not talked any trash all season.
You know I don't like that.
That was about to be my question, Rob.
You know I don't like that.
If you haven't talked junk all season, but then you win the championship, do you not get to be proud that you won a championship? Can you not celebrate that?
You do get
that?
To be proud, but don't come talking trash. Don't go talking trash to your rival.
You can't talk trash to the team that you beat. That's the team that you beat. You beat them in the championship.
Hold on. You ain't saying nothing all season.
But you beat them in the championship.
You ain't saying nothing
right
all season, though.
Hey, Rock.
You been MIA.
Come on, Rock. They only beat us by 6 points. At A&T, we beat them by a dub.
Does it matter?
That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant.
No. But listen. I didn't send that man not one message.
That's what I be hating.
And he ain't saying him nothing like, good game, bro. Y'all got nothing.
No, that's what I be hating.
Okay.
I hate when it be people that I don't even be beefing with on that level. And then when we lose, they'll send me something.
Then they come say something. Who are you?
Yeah, like I don't even really, you know what I'm saying?
But I will admit, V, we do on that level.
Okay, see.
Every time.
Okay, see. So, Roxy.
Because the past few years, they've been winning the MEAC tournament. And yeah, every time they win it, he always
poke at me. Now, Roxy. Does he not have a leg to stand on by them winning the championship? Just like Drank said, the last time they played and they beat him by 20.
Mm-hmm.
Come down here to Central, it's all on the line. Everybody knew last night that the MEAC regular season championship was on the line last night.
I just don't like people who ain't been saying nothing.
And
then they come saying something. I don't like that.
I let them have it football season every chance I can.
See?
I do it to them.
Okay, then they got a little back and forth there.
But we still beat them by like 20 plus and 18. They beat us by 6 matter? Points. So... the point totals of games, we the winner.
Oh, no, you didn't try to go there with it.
Now you're just desperate.
Well, I don't like them.
Did I ever ask you to take me to go shopping in Perry?
Yep, 19 minutes and it will be 8 o'clock. We're letting people try to holler at Drankins or Roxy to win tickets to Wildin' Out Live this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name, baby?
Artisha,
you trying to holler at Drank?
Am I trying to holler at Drank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, holler at Drank. Go ahead.
What's up, Drank?
What's up?
Oh, this is going to go bad.
Let me get some things to Wildin' Out.
Oh, ma'am. That's not how it works.
Maybe they don't know the game we're playing. The fellas do. They just caught up here and just missed their shots. The women are doing bad right now.
No, the old girl hit us with a classic line. Y'all just didn't like it.
But then the came back.
Okay.
You don't even know.
Okay.
Do I have to beat that?
Yes.
Hey, big old freak. Big booty, big old tree. Just
beat it. 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, Free for All Friday. What's on your mind? What you want to talk about?
Did you see like the follow up of the game? They finished or whatever, and all like the sportsmanship and stuff. Even though they try to give them like a bad name, they're saying it was thuggish players or thuggish ways during the game and stuff. But I just want to give a shout out to both of the high schools though for like you know they finished the show good sportsmanship. And actually, like some of them compete together on CP3's team. as well. So it's like more than the sport. It's bigger than the sport.
I heard it was a good night, a good last 19 seconds too.
I know, right? It was. It was like a three, but he missed the buzzer beater.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. They say like Reidsville was down six. They hit a three, fouled the other team's player. He's shooting a one and one, I think. Misses the front end of the one and one. They get the rebound, shoot a three to tie it, and go into overtime. It rims in and out.
Mm.
But they were saying, it's being said after the game, like the kids all came together, had a dunk contest, and it was a good showing between the schools.
Mm, that's what's up.
Yeah.
It's just a shame how, you know, they run off with a bad story and don't even know all of it.
Yeah, no, but that's what's up, man. Big shouts to those players, big shouts to those coaches, and let's just do a better job of protecting our student-athletes and our kids when they're at these basketball games and stuff like that, man.
For sure.
It's funny that we've been having this conversation. I was just looking on Twitter, and Breon Pass, one of the star players for Reidsville, who lost his father earlier this season, who was a coach for the team, he just put out a post, and it just said, gave it all we had, 26-3 to end the season. This group's been through a lot, from losing our head coach to having many haters and still come out successful. I would never leave Reidsville or trade this team for nothing. One out until next year. Big shouts to him, man. And 26-3, man, that's a great season.
That is a great season.
That
yes.
is a great season. I know the goal is definitely to win a championship, but 26-3 is definitely something to build on and carry that momentum into next year, man. I'm telling you, man, it's something about them Rams. The Rams, Reidsville Rams, Winston-Salem State University Rams, University of North Carolina Tar Heels.
No, why did you put them on? Why did you put them on the end and then bring it all down?
No, that's all
why
the same animal. They're all the
why
same animal
that?
Family. Tar Heels.
You didn't have to bring us. You didn't have to bring everybody else down with that. Mm. You didn't.
Well, Triad Kids Dental now accepting new patients.
Madness in March.
Hey, gotta show some love to the only Guilford County team still alive, man. The Southeast Guilford women's basketball team.
Yes.
Kennedy Simmons just hit me up and said her daughter, Kennedy Marie, is a WSSU commit, and she is a bucket. And she said, she just put a post up, said, I told y'all back in November that I wasn't going away quietly. Let's fight. Falcon Pride. They look like they got a little squad out here too, man. Shout out to the Southeast Guilford women's basketball team, man. Go get that dub.
102 Jams.
And I really wanna know where you at, where.
It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. Three Live Crew is right here on your radio, and Marky Mark will be at High Point Andrews Cafeteria this afternoon getting it cranking inside the Lunch Madness for March Madness.
This doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I just want to say I'm so sick of Neo and these brimless snapbacks. Mm. Have you guys been seeing these?
Nope.
He looks ridiculous.
Like Daffy Duck.
I just saw that one picture. He's
got a thing.
Different
yes.
colors and things.
It's
now.
A thing. Like it's a thing with Neo. Just brimless snapbacks.
He looked like Daffy Duck when he shot his beak off.
I don't know that reference. I'm sorry.
You never seen Daffy Duck when he gets his beak shot?
It's all good, Doc. It's all good.
I don't think so.
That'd be right.
That'll make you upset?
No, it shouldn't have.
I'll Google it.
So are he selling these? Or are he just rocking them himself?
And somebody got mad at me last time we talked about this.
So far, I've just seen him rocking them himself.
Because they sent me a picture of their boyfriend or husband or something. Said, my husband been rocking the brimless hats.
Mm.
Ain't nothing to brag about.
And then I would have been like, hey. Your husband been getting clowned
in the public.
Yeah, they might not say it to the face. That's why he's still rocking them. Uh-huh. But he getting clowned. And you too.
Yeah,
because the ladies be like, "Ooh, why she ain't told him to?" Child, I would have been bought my man a fitted.
Gosh.
I'd have been bought my man a Yankee fitted.
That had to
have
been on the weekend she sent me that DM, because I would have been said that to y'all.
All right. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Well, you started.
We've gone too far off the rails. We'll just have to come back. I was going somewhere serious.
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait. So what you're saying is Neo wearing brimless hats, and there's a guy somewhere around here wearing them, and we done went off the rails. That's what you're saying. We done went off the rail.
You damn
well,
if you
I'll
do,
stick
damn
to my fitteds and dad hats. I'll just be uncool.
Tell me who you with. Hey.
Do either of you consider yourself to be an ultimate March Madness fan.
I wouldn't say ultimate.
No. Okay.
I wouldn't throw ultimate in front.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just wondering. Because Buffalo Wild Wings has a contest for the ultimate March Madness fan, where you can actually live in Buffalo Wild Wings for the first weekend of the tournament.
What about the guy that just likes to eat like me? I mean,
It's not for you. You're not ultimate.
You're not ultimate.
Doc, continue, please.
I'm an ultimate.
They'll fly you to Chicago.
Okay. Burgers.
It's four winners.
Mm-hmm.
They'll fly you to Chicago. You won't sleep actually in the dining area. They built a little apartment style type section.
Like bunker?
There it is. There it is. Bunk beds rock. You and the three roommates will all stay in that area. Got a little bathroom area y'all can share. Y'all will sit in there, watch the games, eat the Buffalo Wild Wings. They give you $1,000.
I'm signing up.
Interested in $1,000. Not really interested in living there, though.
I mean, well, you have to, well, one comes with the other.
I got to live there if I win?
And it's $1,000 in gift cards.
Gift cards? Oh, I'm out.
Does that matter?
I'm out.
Why does that matter?
I am out.
I'm a roll. I'm doing
what kind of gift cards? If it ain't a Visa gift card, I don't want it.
They Buffalo Wild Wings. We ain't Buffalo Wild Wings for a while.
There better not be no $1,000 in Buffalo Wild Wings.
We Buffalo Wild Wings for a while. We wild winging it.
$1,000
in
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Bro. Yeah, what's up?
Who don't want it?
Who eats that much bedugged, right?
But
who
we
eats
will.
That much?
But first of all, it's more than wings. The burgers are delicious.
Drake. We know.
They got other appetizers.
I'm talking about going to the building $1,000 worth of times.
No. Call it. A lot of those are call in. Pick it up. Roll by there, pick it up. A lot of that are call in. Like, that's like $900 worth of call-in.
Drake would be eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
Y'all trying to go lunch?
Every time.
No.
No.
No, we are not, Drake. Because we know good damn well where we gotta go.
It's on me. Hey, y'all trying to go eat. Everything on me.
Steph Curry played 27 minutes last night in his first game back. Dropped 23 points, but it was not enough. Toronto did beat Golden State, for those who care about that. And tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Tar Heels get their face back against the Blue Devils.
Whoa, my friend Broom is calling. Broom is calling. This trip got you in heat. He's jumping, baby
girl. 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it is Free For All Friday. What's on your mind?
I just want to holler at Roxy. Roxy, let them know we're doing a broom challenge on Tar Heels tomorrow.
Broom challenge.
Broom challenge on y'all. What's up? What? I don't even. Broom challenge.
What y'all gonna do?
You got a broom job when you just stand that damn broom up.
Oh, word. I thought you was gonna be greasing the handle and ram it up your do.
Yo, bro. I think I had too much hand.
Lizzo versus TikTok. Lizzo was mad, called out TikTok and said, I wonder why they keep taking my swimsuit pictures down and videos down, but they let other people stay up. So TikTok had to respond. They say, listen, TikTok loves Lizzo. There was just some confusion. We thought your bathing suit was underwear, but since it is a bikini, we put it back up there.
Now, what's the difference between underwear and bikini bottoms?
That's what I said. It's okay for you to have on a bikini, but it's not okay for you to be in like lingerie or underwear. Mm. They little guidelines, child. Mm.
Leave it alone.
Put it back up.
Just get out of there.
You want me to leave it alone?
Yes. And I want Lizzo to stop trying to act like she the victim all the daggone time. I'm getting sick of it.
We got London on the track.
Do I still gotta leave it alone? I'm
better. I am getting sick of it.
You sound like it.
Shoot. Yes, leave it alone. And listen to Summer Walker and Usher. What are the things that we did? You did something. This is what you do. Think about it. 102 Jams, it don't take much to embarrass Big Rock. Mm-mm. All we doing is sitting here eating the pound cake without him.
Yo.
Earlier this week, Drake was out there crying, begging for some pound cake. Just like, hey, man, go, maybe no pound cake. Miss Deborah listened, heard him, and he didn't want him up here crying. What you do, Miss Deborah?
I made him a pound cake, lemon.
Look at him.
She made us a pound cake, remember? Now, and it is delicious.
It is.
Look.
Get that, catch your crumb now.
It's delicious.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Hey, it is delicious though. Now I'm about to get this commercial.
Thank you, Miss Deborah.
You're welcome.
You make these
intimate spice muffins made with real ingredients like blueberries, bananas.
Talk to our bus stop. Learn more at heartnc.org.
Learn more. Huh? Information is infinite. 832. 45 degrees with that light rain showers. Huh? 54 would be the high. Now we went from cloudy, now we on light rain shower.
Mm. Sound like a nap to me.
76% right now too, so it's gonna rain right
now. Oh, definitely sound like a nap. Can you let me know the highest peak of that percentage?
They say at 9 a.m. it dropped down to 2%.
Crap.
So it's like it's light showers right now, then at 9 a.m. falls it off.
That's stupid. I can't get no nap under them terms. Listen.
What terms do you need for a nap, just out of curiosity?
I needed like 76% around 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Then that good 12 to 2.
Okay. Knock out.
Oh, man, Rock. Like wiping the slobber from my mouth nap.
I'm about to buy Deuce them little doggy shoes, so when it rains, he can go out there and pee and stuff, and when he come back in, I can take
anyway,
the little shoes off.
Anyway, back to your nap.
And his paws don't
do
get...
Do you nap on the couch?
Shout out to my dog, love.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm all alone.
Yeah, I go up there and get in that bed.
I'm all
my naps are like sleeps.
K-9's but yeah, you get all the way out. You declothed, Rock. Like, that's too much.
Canines are our friends.
Why are you talking to yourself about
this? To yourself.
This?
Nobody else
we didn't care.
About, nobody cared.
We didn't care about Deuce's shoes. We didn't.
Someone out there is going
to
call
me
like, you know what?
I
got some for my dog, and they're great. They go out there, use the bathroom. You ain't got to worry about them tracking nothing.
Yeah, I don't get all the way naked when I take a nap. That's just too much.
I got to let it all, yeah. Everything gone.
Really?
Under the covers, like I'm going to bed or something.
Rain or snow. Music on the go.
Osama bin.
22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. 3 live on your radio right now, and it's time for your Ratchet News Report.
You know, I fell up on this and I didn't even know, guys. Wu-Tang always said they was for the who, Dot? Wu-Tang for the kids.
Yeah.
That was that they always used to say, Wu-Tang for the kids. Huh? Did you know they coming out with lullaby renditions of Wu-Tang Clan? Like, it's their album, you know, rendition of the album, but it's in lullaby form.
Had no clue.
Huh? Had no clue. But what you didn't also know is that this is a thing. Rockabye Baby Music. Like, they take artists' albums and they make them into lullaby tunes. For the kids.
For example.
Snoop gave you gospel, reggae, hip hop. What else? Wasn't it something else?
Country. Or bluegrass or something.
Snoop lullaby right here. For all you that want to raise a little gangster baby. Huh? Rolling down the street. Sipping on gin and juice. Huh? On my mind, I'm on my money, on my mind. All right. Now, I saw Roxy right there. She. Did you like that, Roxy?
It wasn't bad.
Okay, Roxy, do you like this one? Who is that, Roxy?
Who run the world?
Who's that, Roxy?
Beyonce.
Who run it? Who all run right. it? Children, that's who
we
run it.
This,
babies, right. We run it.
All right.
Huh? That ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. I heard it.
All right. Roxy, can you figure out who this one is?
Okay. Hold on, don't tell me.
Huh? Huh? Oh, the baby in the crib, turn it up a little bit.
I can't place it.
Started from the womb, now we're here.
Oh.
Started from the womb, now...
Man, go to hell.
Huh?
Thank you.
Our kids is grown. They done growed up on us.
Yeah.
But if you knew about this then, think you might have would've.
So you think somebody gonna get the Wu-Tang versions of these?
Well, Wu-Tang for the kids. Why wouldn't they?
Well, Wu-Tang for the kids.
Why wouldn't they?
Wu-Tang for the kids.
All right.
You know I ain't come to play this TV up, snapping off the rip. Yo, some n****s and whoever they got hanging with them.
I just saw a tweet, Bit Rock, that I would love to hear us have as a conversation here on the Three Law.
Okay.
It says, ladies and ladies only, I want you to DM me about a time something inappropriate happened with you and your work husband. Did y'all kiss at the Christmas party even though one of you is in a relationship? Was your work boo the person you beeped during your break when you were in your relationship? DM me something inappropriate that happened with you and your work husband. You think that happens a lot? Inappropriate activities with work husbands on the job.
I mean, I was just about to say, so that just goes down like that?
Apparently. Now, she said there was a thread. Now, I've gone in these comments, Rock, and for some reason, I can't get to the thread, but I'm seeing hundreds of comments that say stuff like, well, my husband's going to be working from home, and getting this thread, and just tagging people, getting this thread, but I can't find the actual thread of the people that was sending stuff to her. So it looks like there's a lot of conversation about it, but I can't see any stories about it. And I just wonder, in our audience, are there a lot of work husband inappropriate relationships going on? What do you think, Ryan?
Roxy makes me take out her braids at work, and it's very inappropriate. It is so inappropriate.
Not quite what I meant. Not quite what I meant at all.
Oh. Oh, you're going deeper than that, huh?
Yeah.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I tap into the bloody.
Yeah, it's about time to try out that Waffle House up the street. It's 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. 9 minutes till 9 o'clock. And DJ Lil Vegas is ready.
I got so many feelings, I might can't never go to Canada.
Coffee for just $1. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
Madness and March.
Hey, this morning on my way to work, this car passed me, and they were smoking weed, and I could smell the weed out of their car in my car. That junk was crazy.
So that's what you doing?
What?
You are something else.
102 Jams.
Now listen here. If Tina Snow got a whole album full of bops like that, I'm interested.
Okay, hot girl.
Now I'm interested in that right there now.
I like that one.
What was the name of that one right there, Vegas?
That one right there is called Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
Yeah.
I like when Meg talk her ish.
Yeah, I do.
She was talking big ish on that one.
She was.
I like that one.
Yeah, yeah. Meg's back on that one.
She made a reference to a Slurpee. I like that line.
She back on that one.
I gotta listen to the whole album again, but this the one that stood out to me.
Key word in that sentence I heard was one.
Why was it the key, I gotta listen again, this is the one that stood out?
That's the one that stood out.
I'm gonna listen to it again.
You did listen to it?
I did listen to it.
Yeah, and that was
Vegas, did you get a chance to listen to the Jhené Aiko?
I heard a little bit of that, too.
What'd you think about that?
I like her.
You heard more than one in that,
she got some joints on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Nobody asked you anyway.
I'm what?
Nobody asked you anyway.
To pit the women against each other.
I'm not pitting nobody against nothing.
So what you bring up Jhené for?
I didn't bring up Jhené. I didn't. Did I? No, I did not. Dot did. Thank you.
Well, what you bring up Jhené for?
Well, because he's a DJ, and those are the two albums you
that
said
just
dropped today.
That's
so
right.
I want to know if he heard both of them.
And he did.
Sunday, International Women's Day. New music for us to rock with all weekend from the ladies, Jhené and Megan, and we rocking the both.
Nah, they're probably going to rock
they
out more.
They set the tone.
We're rocking the both.
They set the tone.
I didn't say that you
could. Well,
couldn't.
Shut up.
You probably
okay, well, shut up.
You're probably going to rock out more than that Jhené, ain't you, Vegas?
See what you started?
That's probably half and half.
That's what he's doing.
See what you started? You started.
I had a rightful obligation to ask him, the DJ, had he heard both albums, because you ain't listened to neither one of them.
I was asleep when they dropped.
Excuses.
But I'm on them as soon as I get off.
Who you think look better, Dot, Jhené or Megan?
That's not fair.
Who look better? Who look better? You on this rug. The rug.
Oh,
you just saying that because you know it now. Because you mad now. You just said that because you was mad. Because everybody know I'm better than that right there. Look at that. It's a little stuff on it. Don't fall.
Y'all.
Don't fall.
Oh my gosh. This boy is so slow.
I wish you could see how his headphones is tied.
Dot's headphones are somehow tangled around his chair. He's an idiot. You're an infant. It just said, how did that happen?
We can have fun on our job.
I have no clue. I want to say big shouts to Becca.
Yeah.
And Lisa and everybody else involved in getting us breakfast this morning. For Employee Appreciation Day. Mm-hmm. It does not go unnoticed. We appreciate it very much. I do feel appreciated. And I think this is the first time in the history that the company has done something like this.
I appreciate y'all putting this itis on me. Spread this on syrup around these
What's the difference between good and great? Good is getting a haircut.
Get more done. Waspa's last selection varies by store.
Yeah, 931. Yeah, the left all on. It reminded me of that Tony Roberts joke. Like, cats in wheelchair shoes
Please
shouldn't
shut
be dirty.
Up, man. Please.
But his was.
I'm just
932.
You in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But your shoes dirty. You get your ass beat.
All right, y'all. I started it. I'll admit it.
Yes,
I started
you did, man.
I'll admit that. I started this one. Huh? I can admit it. 47 out there.
Oh, man.
Mostly cloudy. Let me get the rains back on it. 54 is going to be the high. A little rain might go on out there.
We might have to get Bone back here, too, man. Because
I mean, that Air Force One was all to be damned. Why? Finish. Go ahead.
There's no accident.
Well, I'm back then. Right. Why? Why was that? And it was one of them FOS1 with the shoestrings be too long. You done seen them kind. Like, you can double tie them shoestrings, and them things is a flacking Pluto ears. Them Pluto ear shoestrings. Why?
Jen is dying.
Dunk Donuts and hot coffee on the go. 102
9:36, 24 minutes, and it will be 10 a.m. And we're all just counting down to the summer of Roxy.
Overrated.
No, it ain't.
Hey, the summer of Roxy
summer
gonna get
Roxy
turned
be
up.
Lit, man.
We gotta bring back the Live After Five joints too.
I used to love them.
Yeah. My girl
used to love
them. Hey, get Shell on the Friday afternoons on the Live After Five.
Yep. Me and my boo.
I'm getting too excited.
No, you fine. I'm just thinking about it. I'm just going back in time.
Oh, you just remembering all the shenanigans.
Oh, the seven y'all sister.
Yeah. You remember that day party on that rooftop that I missed? And you was there. You said that they got real nasty up there dancing.
Oh, buddy. Oh, buddy, Roe.
I hate I missed that.
Dude, because it was full-fledged, bent over, spread out, and Chris over there. And ain't nothing more awkward. He get into it, get his little dry hump on it. He look over at you smiling and point down at her like
yeah,
it's
like
her.
He can't control it. Yeah.
He always act like he can't do nothing to stop
he
it.
He does. No, that's real.
He always act like, I can't do nothing to stop it. You see him?
Yeah.
Old silly grin.
Yes.
Living the life.
Summer of Roxy, man, soon come. It is Free For All Friday, Free For All Final Hour. Think somebody want to talk to you, Rock. Good morning.
Hey, I was just calling to talk to Roxy for a little bit.
What's up, boo?
Hey, so you know the panel thing that you're doing with Tisha J and Natalia Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, can you just like give a little bit more information on that?
Absolutely. So it's the Mama Brunch. Afternoon for mamas to come together, kind of let our hair down, have a good time. We're gonna be eating, drinking, dancing, networking. The panelists that will be there, I'm not familiar with all of them. I'm only familiar with one of them, Lori. She's a business owner.
From Santa
Lori Poe.
Yes.
That's my SU sister.
Yes,
Lori.
I'm about to say SU alum. Yeah. Real sweet girl, but it's just gonna be like a brunch for moms. I think it's gonna be a real fun event.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Who this?
My name is Ja'Kiah. My sister is Natalia Moore, and then I work for Tisha at her dance studio.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, so I guess I'll see you there.
Yeah.
I would definitely be there.
The single fathers will be out there, you know, because their mamas
no,
too. They'll come.
No, they won't. They can't let their head down.
Big shout out to the single fathers out there.
Shout out to them. It's not for them. They'll have their own little something. This not for them. This the mama brunch. Mama brunch.
Mamas always get every daggone thing, man.
Well, do something for y'all. You could do something for y'all.
We do a daddy strip club night.
Okay.
We do a daddy strip club night. We gonna get in there and let it all hang out.
And I mean hang it all let the hair down. Yes, sir.
Nothing on that beat. Shawty made that pipe, she don't need no
dude. Yeah.
15 minutes and it will be 10 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio, free for all final hour. What's up?
Good morning, y'all. I just want to send out a public service announcement.
Okay.
We in March. People should be on their second toothbrush by now.
Should be on their what?
At this point, swap their second toothbrush.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time to swap them things on now. It's not just looking like you've been stepping on it for 6 months straight. God. Swap it out.
Who you talking to? Who you seen with a dirty toothbrush?
Oh, who breath hot?
A couple of people are breath hot.
Yeah, this is a breath call.
Specifically, I went to this guy's house. You know, we've been talking for a while.
I knew it.
I go in the bathroom to use the bathroom, and his toothbrush looks like his pit bull been using it.
Oh, no.
I had to go. That's not a deal.
That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker because I'm big on teeth, and he has front, so I ain't no telling what's up underneath them front.
Have y'all kissed before?
No.
Oh, y'all ain't.
Right now, because he probably got the yuck mouth.
She's done.
Dang, it's over.
I told y'all about the time I stopped talking to a dude because his bathroom was just nasty.
His bathroom was too nasty?
Yeah, you know what? Yes, like, I was done.
And
you know
what? Clean for you,
I was
so
done.
So you dating, right?
I'm trying to date.
Yeah. Look at the same. That man could have been a good man, though. He could have been a good man just because of a toothbrush.
Well, that's a deal breaker for her. So what?
That ain't fair, man. I got an electric toothbrush, and I don't remember the last time I changed my head, man.
Well...
You got to do something about that.
I do. But what's crazy is you just made me think about it. I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm about to get me a new hair today. But why couldn't you just tell him, babe, you need a new toothbrush? Like, damn, how old is the toothbrush?
I feel like you're a grown man.
But hey.
But she didn't really like this. She said that she's big in the teeth and he got fronts. She didn't really like the fronts anyway.
So why didn't she even go over there?
But she was trying to give him a chance. But then she saw the toothbrush and in the fronts, it's like, oh, that's too much.
All of that over the teeth, though? That was that big?
Let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this.
Well, what if his toothbrush look kind of frayed, but he has like one of them things where he can put it in with the ultraviolet rays and it kill all the germs on it?
He didn't have nothing on it. It's just sitting on the sink.
Oh, man. It wasn't even sitting in one of them cups?
Wait a minute. He didn't even have a holder?
No.
Oh, y'all. Hey, baby.
That was his shoe brush. That was his shoe toothbrush. No, men have shoe toothbrushes.
Make it make sense.
That was his shoe toothbrush. You just canceled a man over a shoe toothbrush.
Okay, girl, wait. Ask him if that's his shoe toothbrush.
Ask.
Mm-mm. Now it's too late. Now she gone.
And I'm going to call y'all back Monday.
Yes, ask him.
Oh, my God. Y'all ridiculous. I hope it is. And I hope he be like... He done with your ass and hang up on your ass like this.
Okay, I go off a date.
8 minutes and it'll be 10 a.m., y'all. Big Mo will be right here in your ear hole, getting you cranking for the weekend. Big shout to all of our Wild and Out Live winners that we hooked up. Here it is, the 3 Live Crew this week, man. Y'all have fun out there on Sunday at the Spectrum Center.
Yesterday, Pleasure P was arrested for simple battery. He was eventually released from jail on a $1,500 bond, but the story behind it is what everybody's talking about, y'all. Apparently, Pleasure was at a Checkers. For some reason, Pleasure had ordered $60 worth of food from Checkers.
Red flag right there. Been to Checkers plenty of times. Like, who was he ordering for? Because I'm telling you, I ain't...
And the food's so cheap, you ain't spending no 60.
He was ordering, apparently for a whole tour bus of people. Okay. Had to be.
Okay.
Had to be. But he was in the drive-thru, so he wasn't in a tour bus. So I don't know. I don't know. He was in the drive-thru, ordered over $60 worth of food, and he gets into it with the lady that was working the drive-thru. According to the Checkers worker, it started when Pleasure P was at the microphone ordering his food. Mm-hmm. People that work at or the employees of Checkers say that for some reason, Pleasure P was agitated. He started going at the girl. I mean, just berating her. He was very irate, just saying ridiculous things to her on the microphone. So, of course, when he pulls around, the situation only escalates from there. The Checkers employee says she tried to hand Pleasure P his food. He didn't want to take it. He kind of pushes the food in her chest, and that is where the assault takes place. She calls the police. As a result of that, the police get out there. Pleasure is saying one thing. The Checkers employee is saying another thing, but all of her co-workers are agreeing with her version of the story, so Pleasure P was eventually arrested. Like I said, charged with simple battery, car got towed, it was a big to-do. Well, Pleasure, he jumped on his Instagram to let everybody know that it didn't go down the way it's being reported. He put up a video of himself explaining the situation, and the caption was, "Moving forward, we are definitely going to look into revealing the truth in this situation. This will not go away the way they think. This will not go the way they think this is going to go. I was wrongfully arrested. Instead of Checkers having better customer service and correcting my order, food was thrown at me, and the staff was very disrespectful. I asked for a refund, and she refused to refund me. Like anybody, I became upset, but not to the point where I got physical with anyone. I think me being in my position, I should have just let her keep the $60, even though my order wasn't correct. But hey, you live and you learn." He goes on to say that he is going to get his lawyer involved. He wants the officer punished for wrongfully arresting him. He wants the Checkers employee fired for lying on him. And we'll just have to see. How it unfolds.
Yep. Y'all, let me look up here. Let me look. Yep. Get your tickets. Get y'all tickets. That Millennium Tour gonna be something else. them boys keep them shenanigans now, them day. Huh? Them pretty Rickies.
I don't rock with Pleasure, but you know he stood us up when we was out there at the BET Awards.
I know you don't like Pleasure P, but I love him.
We don't rock with Pleasure P.
That's why you eat Checkers now, Pleasure.
I love
you. That's why you jail for $60 tab.
Hey, Checkers. Pleasure.
This chess, not Checkers.
That ain't Pleasure.
She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move. She like the way that I...
102 Jams, it's 9:58. Good morning.
I wanted to give a shout out to my big boy, 6ix9ine. He passed away. He had a trade for a legend, man. Y'all can just send prayers to his family and friends. He passed away yesterday.
Dang, what happened?
Yeah, he passed away from a stroke. Yeah, 6ix9ine, he keep my circle legend, man. Everybody know him from Trade for, man. So I just wanted to put that out there, man. Because everybody heard him right now.
No doubt, man. Prayers to the city, fam, for sure.
All right, appreciate you.
No doubt. Rest in peace.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.